Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
He saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius, Acts 10:3. When God wants to change the way things are done in the world, he often starts by giving someone a vision. That's what broke a centuries-old racial barrier and allowed the Gentiles to hear the gospel for the first time. It's possible to be a Christian believer and still be biased towards people you don't know or understand because you spent your life avoiding them and making judgments about them. Jesus told his disciples, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." And Peter was present when Jesus said it. But either he wasn't listening or he didn't like what he heard. Back then, the divide between Jews and Gentiles was like the gulf of space between the earth and the moon. God told Peter to go to the house of Cornelius and preach the gospel to a Gentile, a person Peter considered unclean. Prejudice is the product of a closed mind. It's disrespect prior to honest investigation. It's pride that must be humbled. So, how did God change Peter's heart? It required two different visions. God gave Cornelius a vision in which he told him to invite a Jewish preacher named Peter into his home to preach the gospel. And at the same time, he gave Peter a vision in which he basically told him, "If I accept someone, don't you dare reject them." The truth is, when God wants to change things, he starts the process by giving someone a vision. And that someone could be you.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.